In a scene found in many Asian cities, pirated movies, music, and software are sold openly in Vietnam's Ho Chi Minh City.
It's not an original copy. It's a copy.
One study shows that in Vietnam, 85% of software is illegal. This shop owner sells unlicensed copies of movies and music on a street filled with pirated CD and DVD shops.
I don't display these DVDs here, just only when someone wants. Then, I'll bring them out.
Merchants in this shopping mall in Thailand employ the same tactic to protect pirated stock from law enforcement raids.
Right now, they just have in the car or in the van then the high-tech of equipment that easily can produce fake copies of CD or DVD.
Darani Wachana Wutiwong is an intellectual property rights lawyer. She says counterfeiting is a multi-million dollar business in Thailand.
We would like to have the efficient law enforcer to cope with the counterfeit goods and software piracy in Thailand.
In Hong Kong, law enforcement has been key in reducing piracy.
5 years ago, we were looking at piracy at the street level. We were looking at the sale of pirated optical discs from street vendors. It was a very obvious problem.
Belinda Loy heads the Hong Kong office of the Business Software Alliance, a partnership of multinational software companies that helps battle piracy.
Now, we're looking more at issues of end-user piracy. And what we mean by that is the use of illegal and unlicensed software within the business environment.
The BSA reported that in 2008, piracy declined in Hong Kong and in more than 50 countries, including Brazil and India. However, it is up worldwide and in Asia, driven, the report says, by economic growth, rising computer sales, and access to faster internet. This man quit a piracy business in the Philippines that earned him $4,000 a month after authorities warned that registered computer shops faced huge fines for selling illegal software.
Computer shops that sell pirated software and games used to buy from us. After the OMB and Business Software Alliance stopped warnings on their stores, they stopped selling pirated software and stopped buying from us.
Governments in Asia have gained some ground in the fight against copyright piracy. But with an expanding computer market consuming more cheap software, industry experts say piracy will continue to deny software designers billions of dollars in sales and governments millions in tax revenue. For producer Prosleput in Bangkok, Daniel Scharf, VOA News.